afternoon. Showers back later on today. Maybe a thunderstorm overnight tonight. A high of 21 today. Tomorrow, a bit of everything. Sun, cloud, showers, risk of a thunderstorm in 21. Sunshine for Saturday. Right now, 15 in the capital.
Jim Bray is our live 88.5 car crasher. His audio auto reviews are here with us every couple of weeks. You can find written stuff at live88.5.com. Click on the startup engine, and he joins us now Skyping. And Jim, what did you think of the Acura TSX?
Well, the Acura TSX has always been my favorite Acura. It's just a wonderful little sedan. It's based on the European Accord. But the first generation was... It was a nicer car. I mean, nobody could ever accuse the TSX of being overpowered, even with the old generation. And the new generation, you can get a V6, which makes up for a lot of the extra weight and, I guess, flaccidness that they've put in with the second generation.
Yeah.
It's still a really nice car. It's still my favorite Acura, but it's lost some of that edge. I mean, the first generation with a 6-speed manual transmission, that was just about as much fun as you could have short of a BMW 3 Series.
Right.
And I just love that car. And the new one, it's more plush, more luxurious. It's nicer in some ways, but it's just lost that edge, and that really disappoints me.
Has it gotten any bigger?
A little heavier, but okay. Not really much more horsepower unless you get the V6.
Right.
One thing they have done is they've added a wagon version this year, which I haven't had a chance to try yet, but I really look forward to that because it's a dynamite little wagon. And again, it's only a 5-speed automatic transmission. Now, they do give you paddles, which is nice, but everybody else is going to 6, 7, 8-speed automatic transmissions. And
right.
I know this year the TL offers a 6-speed automatic, so maybe next year the TSX will get it, and I hope so because the extra gear does make a difference.
The Acura TSX, what does it cost?
It starts at $31,800, and then you can option up from there. Mine was closer to about $40,000 because it had all the technology package with the bells and whistles, and that they have but they call it the ELS stereo system, and it's a full 5.1 surround system. Plays DVD audio discs, doesn't play SACD discs, but it does play everything else, and it's just an awesome system. They were the first one to really do it right, and it's still a terrific system.
And does it win in its category against the other competitors in its price range?
You know, I would like to put it side by side with a really nicely loaded Volkswagen Jetta TDI.
Ooh, okay.
I think that would be an interesting comparison. I haven't had a chance to do that yet, but I would love to.
Jim Bray, our live 88.5 car crasher. More with him in a bit, coming up the Subaru Legacy and the Porsche 911 Turbo. See how he feels about those new models. That's coming up, and it's 8:13 at Live.
Ottawa traffic on Live 88.5.
This traffic update is for pods, for moving and storage.
Back later on tonight, maybe a thunderstorm overnight tonight, down to 12 or up to 21 as we were staying today. 21 again tomorrow. Mix of sun, cloud, chance of showers, sunshine, and 23 on Saturday. Not as good for Sunday and Monday. Right now, 15 in the capital.
Things are growing, and it's crazy with all this humidity and rain and stuff that we're getting. It's the Live 88.5 startup at 8:41. Live 88.5 car crasher. Jim Bray is Skyping over coffee and talking cars with us this morning. Already talked about the Acura TSX. You're going to talk about the Porsche 911 Turbo in just a moment. But what about the Subaru Legacy that you've had for a while, Jim?
Well, you know, the Legacy has always struck me as being a pretty decent car, but I think that... They've done a nice job on the design of the car.
Yeah, they look great. I've seen them around.
It looks like $1 million.
Yeah,
I have to say that. It's really nice. Starts at $24,000, which I think is a little dear for what you're getting, because inside, it looks like it's about 10 years old. It has what appears to be cheap gray plastic on the center stack, an audio system that really is nothing to write home about. It drives decently, and it comes with automatic headlights and heated seats and that kind of thing, but for $24,000 you don't get Bluetooth, which really annoyed me. The suspension, it's like they pulled it out of a 1960s Lincoln Continental or something, kind of. It nods agreeably if you go over a frost heave. Other than that, I mean, it's nimble enough. The engine has enough power, but then they've stuck this continuously variable transmission on it that sucks all of the fun out of it.
Yeah.
Now, they give you paddles, so you can use it as a pretend manual transmission, and that helps a lot. Like going down hills, you can, pretend downshift and use engine braking, but other than that, it really kind of left me cold.
All right. Well, I know what you're going to say about this next one here, the 911 Turbo S from Porsche.
Well, then there's no point in me saying it. This is my dream car. Now, $202,000 this thing came in
at.
And that was with only one option. That was an an aluminum gear shift lever, and handbrake. But you know, for that price, you don't get automatic headlights, you don't get seat heaters.
Isn't
but what
amazing.
You do get is 530 horsepower.
Oh,
my goodness, this thing is just unbelievable. You know, you step on the gas of that, and there's just a little tiny bit of turbo lag, and then all of a sudden, it's like you've ignited solid rocket boosters, and your face is just planted right back against the back of your mouth. It was fun.
Do these Porsches get better and better? Do you really notice that they're getting better?
Well, I drove the turbo last year, which was 500 horsepower, a mere 500 horsepower.
Yeah.
And the difference between that and the 530, I don't know. If I drove them side by side, perhaps. But the S, besides having the extra horsepower, they have a little bit more in the standard equipment, although obviously not enough just to please me.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just, I don't know how much better they can make it, but you know, every year they seem to. I would be happy with the entry level Porsche 911, or especially the Carrera S. Beautiful car, 400 horsepower, which is undoubtedly adequate.
Yeah, yeah.
But boy, just, you know, to look at this Turbo S, and it was in this gorgeous ice blue metallic, sort of almost a baby blue color that looks like it's about 3 inches thick.
Right.
Oh, just a beautiful car. Leather interior. We took it on a road trip overnight. Took it out in the Rocky Mountains, a big loop through Radium Hot Springs and up to Golden. Spent the night there, and it was just unbelievable. What a car for that. Stick it into sport mode, and then the car basically says to you, okay, now, what else you got?
Did you sleep in the car instead of in the hotel room that night?
No, we parked the car and then went and had a couple of adult beverages while we discussed the car.
I see. Oh, yeah. Sounds like a pretty good time.
It was work.